Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Our two dimensions to a person's life. One is information, knowledge, know-how. And the second is, after acquiring that knowledge, understanding, then to apply it, and apply it correctly, apply it fully. The system of Allah Ta'ala is, when you acquire that knowledge and then you apply it, then Allah Ta'ala makes that thing work. Someone learned farming, for example, so when he learned it, so he knows, alright, one side of it is that I must have a land, I must soften the soil, till the soil, dig the furrows, remove all the obstructions, pebbles, stones, and everything else that's on the way, remove that. Then sow the seed at least 2 months before the rainy season. And the seed to the seed, and then approximately 1.5 to 2 months before the rainy season, you must sow the thing. Now, he got the knowledge and he applied himself, then the adat of Allah Ta'ala generally is Allah Ta'ala will make that thing work. So saying your life will work if you acquire the ilm, your spiritual life, your dini life, your life that is connected to the hereafter, akhirat, when the necessary ilm is acquired, and after that you learn, you don't only acquire it but you apply it as well. Apply it completely and apply it well. Like now the farmer, he's got the land, and without tilling the soil, without softening the soil, he just plants seed, so it will be a wasted effort. So much of money went in waste. Why? He applied the knowledge but not completely, not correctly. So the idea is to apply the knowledge completely and correctly. Correctly and completely. Not correctly and completely, not going to work. Right. So now, to get that knowledge and then apply that knowledge completely and correctly. And when you do that, then by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, things generally work. Now when we look at our spiritual life, our dini life, our life to the hereafter, that life, that also has got two it's got also two paths, two dimensions. The one dimension is we have to learn. Right? Now, we will be a bundle of needs. A man or any creation is a bundle of needs. Every small thing you got a need. Toilet, home, rain, shelter, food, water. So you are a conglomeration of needs. You cannot say that I don't have needs. Every person, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, you are totally in need. Now in the face of the needs, you will have to understand what you must do. So the needs will be about three types. One is worldly types, one is bodily, one is dini. Dini means deen, spiritual, akhirat, everything comes into it. Now, you acquire that ilm. That ilm that you acquire is not a difficult thing. Sometimes you think, I must become an alim, and then things will work out. what you need to know in your life. That's what you need to acquire. You are selling brick and stone, for example. So the knowledge that's connected to brick and stone, you must know it. You are selling cold drinks, for example. So the knowledge that is connected to cold drinks, that you must learn. You don't have to know about gold, mining of gold, what percentage of gold must be given in zakat. You won't need to know. Why? Because you are doing business in sand, stone. So the thing that you are connected to, you must know that. You must know that. In all respects, whether it's worldly wise, whether it is deeni wise. Deeni wise, for example, I need to perform my namaz. Then what knowledge do I need to have to ensure that my namaz is right? Example now, cleanliness of the place, of the body, right, of the clothing, qibla direction, wuzu, so all these things are required. This is a precondition for the validity, for the sihat of namaz. Now whatever is required for the namaz to be correct, complete, the namaz must be complete, and the namaz must be correct. See, you get the knowledge, and then you apply the knowledge completely and correctly. Otherwise the namaz is not a namaz. You're doing namaz, and you did the namaz without wuzu. So was it correct? Not correct. Or you did the namaz in place of 4 rakats, you read 3 rakats, is it complete? So you need to apply it correctly and completely. Correctly and completely. Then you can get the results. You want the sawab, that is the result of the deed, but you're not doing it complete. If you're not doing it complete, how are you going to get that thing? Right? Similarly, now, to get the namaz right, you need to have the recitation. For the recitation to be right, you need to have the tajweed right. Now you got the recitation, but the tajweed is not right. Now you're wondering, hey, I'm bringing my namaz, but I don't see anything happening. But is your application complete? Is your application correct? Correct and complete. So that which you are coming in contact with, then know that. Say for example, your work is to teach children. Now all the masail that are connected to teaching children, you must know that. Everything that is, everything now. You want that, this deed of yours to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Now whatever is required. Now, alright, I got children. These children have got girlish faces. When they got girlish faces, then how must I work with them? Right? So, get that knowledge completely, entirely. So some knowledge will be very, very subtle and very discreet. So that what is discreet and subtle, you will not find in the kitab. So the one that has specialized in that, ask him. But you know, now you are asking the one that is specialized. I got this type of children. Some of them are very handsome, right? And then I got the tendency to admire them. So you may not find this in a kitab. So now those that have specialized in this, go and find out from them. Or it's a class and they are boys and they are girls. So what do I do? Okay. So what work you are doing, get all the knowledge that is connected to the work you are doing. Alright, for example, I teach and I'm required to be there from 8 o'clock till 4 o'clock. Sometimes I come with a delay. Is that right? So whatever knowledge is required, you are acquiring that and you are applying that. In my work time, sometimes someone is coming and chatting. Now, what must I do? See, because you understand that this is your work time, and they are paying you for the time. They're paying you for the time, so you went there on work. So now when you're not doing the work, and they're giving a remuneration, then they're not getting what you promised. They asked you to give the time, and they're not getting it. But you're getting your side of it. You're getting your side, and they're not getting their side. So there's something not complete or not correct. See, it must be correct and complete. You want results to see. You want to see results at the end. It must be complete, and it must be correct as well. Right? So there was an arrangement, was an agreement. Ofu bil uqud, the command of the Quran Sharif, the first verse, Surah An'am. Ofu bil uqud, fulfill all contracts, small contracts, big contracts. So fulfill all those contracts. Now, whatever you come into contact with, all the masail that relate to the thing that you come into contact with. Now, you are driving, right? You have to drive. Take your children here, there, whatever. So now, when that's part of your work, I will ask all those masail that relate to driving. Sometimes there are women that are coming on the road. So is that right? Sometimes, perhaps, I'm shooting the robot. Is that the right thing? Permissible, not permissible? Haram, jais, makruh? What is it, right? Or now I've got a car, and the car has got a motor car plan. Is that right or not right? Oh, I'm paying installments. I guess this is the nature of how I'm doing business. So is that right or not right? So whatever is related to the work that you are doing, go and learn that. That's the faraz. Now, the misunderstanding is that, no, I need to become a Mawlana. I must become a Mawlana. Now, sometimes in that frenzy of becoming a Mawlana, you would get the title, but then that knowledge that is required for the type of work that you are doing, you are not aware of, in spite of being a Mawlana. But the knowledge that is required for the type of work that you are doing, then you are not fulfilling that. You don't have that. So now you've got money, for example, and you've got money, then zakat becomes due, and you don't know the masail. So you learned, but that knowledge that is required for that type of business that you are doing, you don't have that. So it must be knowledge, the knowledge must be right, correct, and complete. Complete and correct. Then you see results coming up. This is a grey area, a mistaken area. And I got the title, so finished. Now you are one is doing your work. Now you are a married man and you got children, right? When you have children now, what masail, what law, what are the guidelines of the Sharia with respect to the children, respect to the wife, respect to the household? What are the masail? Did I learn it? Now when you see now that the house is not working right, there's some problem, there's some hurdles, there's some bumps and humps on the road, and I'm wondering why is it going like that? But the masail that pertain to this department of life, they learn it. I got children, what should I do? Wa anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, what does it refer to? Did I do that? Did I work out a program in my house? Am I diligent? Am I concerned about it? Like, I'm concerned about my well-being. When I come, I need my food. My tea must be like this. And you must prepare for my mehman in this way. And you need to see that the house is done in this way. Well, this, you must prepare this for today, right? So these things are like compulsory, not negotiable. You want it. Want it and you want it, right? But then, what Allah Pak wants for that department of life, the knowledge for that department of life, marital life, did you even acquire it? Is it complete and correct? Is it complete and correct? It's a department of life, that whole household, domestic life is one department. And when it's a department of your life, did you learn it? Is it complete? Is it correct? So you see, it's not a difficult thing, but the things that you get in contact with, you contact with, that knowledge you must acquire. you know, day to day, or once a week, once in a fortnight, you come into contact with that, then you must know that. That's compulsory. And all the other details, you don't need to know, because you're not coming into contact with it. Right? Yes, if you come into contact with it, then you need to know. Then the other knowledge would be, you'll say, farz e kifaya. A few individuals do it, it's enough. But now, here the farz e ain is getting left. You don't know how to run a home. Children are getting neglected. Did you see that the taharat is right? Are they washing themselves properly? When they're making wuzu, do you check on them at any time? They're doing the wuzu right. And the recitation of the Quran Sharif, is it right? The namaz, the postures, are they right? Are you checking on them? Now they are, say the children now, they are at the age of 10 now. So do you see that you separate the beddings? You see all these things. And you're supposed to be teaching them, al-limuhun, right? To teach others. All things that they will come into contact with. If it's a boy, the masail. If it's a girl, then the masail. That relate to that girl, relate to the boy. Now you're telling that boy, you are now 10, 11, so you mustn't mix freely with girls. You're telling that girl, after she's 6, 7, now you don't wear clothing that resembles boy's clothing. Don't wear that type of clothing. It's not right for you. You don't wear this type of clothing, you don't wear that type of clothing. Now if it's a girl, then you see them, alright, this makeup and all that is not right for you, because of the ingredients and all, you're explaining that. So that knowledge that is required for that department of life that you in contact with, that knowledge that is required for that department of life that you must know it. And if you don't know it, then you're in problems. But you need to know this thing. Why aren't you doing it? Why isn't it correct? Did you go and check up with someone? Or you say, no, I know it, so I don't need to check up. Do you do all these things here? So as a result now, if the child has learned some structures of deen, then he hasn't learned taqwa. It's incomplete. You didn't teach him taqwa. He's talking to girls, it's fine with you. They're mixing up, it's fine. The type of company they have got, mixing up with all type of riffraff, and you're not concerned about it. They got phones and they are communicating with anybody and everybody. They're looking into any site and every site. Now you gave them these things here. When you gave them these things here, they are your children, they are your responsibility. Do you find out? Do you ask? You find out. Otherwise, what's the meaning of the verse? Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and save your children. So save means, obviously, like I say, tell you that you see, you save yourself, you take care. You're driving here, you take care. Same, qu anfusakum, take care. So when you train the child that's going behind the wheel, you take care. So you want him to do two things. One is that you must see that you are a licensed driver. Put yourself into problem, put other people into problem. So you see that you are a licensed driver. Number two, you must see that the car is also working right. It's functioning right. Number three, you must also be careful that you observe all the rules of the road. So you ask him, take care. Don't you tell him, take care. So you're going onto the road, then you need to take care. Now, you're going on the road, expecting, inshallah, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, to reach to Jannah, right? So, this road here, you're so cautious about, if there's a small problem, say, hey, no, don't take this car. It's a long journey to Johannesburg, and this car will be troublesome. So you tell him, no, take this other car, don't take this car. So we're so cautious about it. Now this journey that is going to take us, inshallah, by the grace of Allah to Jannah, are we taking that care? Are you putting for that child to be complete, he needs to know the obligations, and he needs to know taqwa. Teach him both. If you didn't teach him, then it's not complete. You didn't teach him taqwa, well, you showed him, alright, say namaz, but you didn't show him that he mustn't talk to girls. You didn't show him that you mustn't get into business that is doubtful. You didn't show him how to avoid any trouble, misuse of tongue. You didn't show him, you didn't teach him how to avoid wrong company, riffraff, etc. So you didn't show him all these things here. Some things have to not only be shown. You can't say, I showed him now. He must be man enough to go and rectify. See, this thing here where you learn it from. See, that ustad that is teaching tajweed, right? Does the ustad only say this is ghunna? Because it's coming from yarmalun, so you may ghunna. Will he say that and leave it at that point? Or he'll drill it into you. He won't only show you the concept, but he will make sure that that is drilled into the child. You can't be content saying, no, I showed the child, now he's not doing it, that is his business. But you show him gunna, the law of gunna, and then you'll see that it is drilled into him. Right? You see right and left, right? So you show the child right and left, and then you make sure that you drill these things, these concepts into him. Eating, toilet, masjid, right? Shaking hands or giving something to someone, receiving something from someone. How, which hand you will accept. So you will not just teach the child and leave it at that, but you will drill that into the child. You will make sure that that child has got those concepts and he learned it very well. So this is where we are getting wrong, see. There was one accountant that came here. So I asked him, right, I like to know about education, the approach, what is the methodology. So I asked him, what is the method that you all apply, you know, to get this account, get that account right? So he tells me that the work may not be so voluminous, right? Too much of volume, right? But the concept that they teach, they make sure that they drill it properly into you. In our words, just move on to kitabs. So they won't see to it, you know, that you completed that hidayah. No. What they will see, that did they really drill that hidayah into you? See, that's a different thing. One is, I learned the hidayah at finish. But one is, now it went very deep into you. If someone is discussing a masla, you know, this comes in hidayah, this is right. What you're saying is right. It can be supported from this ibarat in hidayah, on this page, more or less, you know where it is. Why? Because that hidayah was drilled. So the accountant is telling me, this is what they do when they are studying accounting. It may not be such a big volume that they give to the child. But what is given, they see to it that they really, really get you the concepts right. Get it moving. Get deep into it. So this is where we are going, we are now today, presently. We've got the education. Then there's two things that is not complete. One is that education is not complete or not correct. Right? And number two is, the application is not complete, nor is it correct. So the education is incomplete and incorrect. And number two is the application is incomplete and incorrect. Can anybody say that it's wrong? Can anybody say that it's wrong? You will not say that everything that you got is incorrect. But you can say safely that some things you didn't understand. So you have an incorrect understanding. Right? You can say that some things are incomplete. Or right? Understand mudaraba, but this one, I don't understand this. Who can come and say, no, I can dispute you. Anything about mudaraba, you come and ask me, I will explain that to you. So whatever type of business, whatever type of work you're coming into contact with, you must know. You want to go and purchase one car. So they say, we're doing it in Islamic finance. All right. So then they say, all right. And then, I don't have the cash, so I'll pay you in installments. All right. But then you must do some takaful. Now, do you know what is takaful? You heard an Arabic word The Arabic word doesn't mean that what you're doing is right. It's a word, right? It's a term. But is that a symbol of you doing things correctly? So you're buying the thing. When you're buying it, right, then that's your responsibility. You bought it. You went into the transaction. And when he said the kafir, do you know exactly what it refers to? If you don't know that, you're going to find out from someone what it stands for. Is it right, not right? Is there a grey area or is it a clean area? Right? Then you go and find out these things. No, I need to get a car. My son needs to get a car. So in that heat of getting the car, you forgot all what Sharia requires. And you went and purchased the thing, you went and done takaful. Right? If it's not takaful, then you overspent. Right? Now is that in the spirit of the Sharia that you go and overspend? This is your budget and you went and overspent. Right? He's got this, I must have it. So because of he's having it, so you justify you purchasing it, right? But can you afford it? Or you're overspending? When you're overspending, see, you overspend on this thing here. So is it not going to be that someone's right is going to be left out? Right? He's got a right. Are you going to overspend here? When you overspend here, then aren't you squashing this person? Aren't you squeezing this person? Aren't you going to hurt him? So did you learn all these things? No, I can teach Kuduri, I can teach this Kiskitab. But these basic things, choti choti, basic bunyadi baat hai, that's not right. So this was that accountant is telling. See, when we study, then we gain those concepts very well, very sound. Now, I don't know, this is an old accountant over 50, even nearing 60 maybe something. But now he's an old accountant, so he's showing me the old school. Now I don't know, I can't vouch for the accountants of this day. Right? But now he's talking of those accountants of that day and how they used to be taught, you see. So see what's the need. That knowledge that we come into contact with, do we get it properly, complete? Do we get it complete and correct? Are we checking on? Right. We bought one kurta now. We got Salim Taylor, went to him to buy a kurta. But he's got also masail. Because he's got masail, you gave him material, right? When you gave him material, so now what does he do with the offcuts? Sometimes it can be a half a meter, 3/4 meter. You're masail. Right. Or you tell him, no, you buy the cloth and sew the kurta. So this bi'un wa shartun is a right. But I just need the kurta. Then. He did. Leave the wasail down. Tawzubillah. Right? Does it happen or doesn't happen? Leave the wasail. Don't become too technical now. Leave the wasail. I just give the kurta. Give me the style. See the style here? Multicolor one. That was just get it. You see how we're doing, what we're doing. But this is a thing that we come into contact with every day. Yeah, there that person don't sew it like how you want it. The button must be like this, it must be a zip. There you can say, make a noise, you pull the roof down. But some things you are encroaching onto the Sharia, you are trespassing, not concerned. Like I said, bay'un wa shartun, right? Not concerned. You don't need to be too technical. But if it is not in conformity with what you want, you know, I'm paying you this. I'm not taking this kurta for free. Huh? You better be sure that you do it right. See how our minds work. See, this is the same, that same warning that Shu'ayb al-Islam gives. Arahti a'azzu alaykum min Allah. All these things, they take first place, and Allah Pak and the Sharia take second place. See, arahti A'azzu alaykum min Allah. All these things, they take the first place. Allah Pak takes the second place in your life. Is it? So everything that you come into contact with, you must know it.
know it and know it properly. You learnt about qanaat, for example. So what does qanaat mean? Am I a victim? Am I going against qanaat? Is there israf in my mind? You know, one person came here. So, not too old, maybe about 35 or so. So, he's from Overport. And he does lecturing. 3 or 4 days in the week, up to now he's a lecturer. His computers and all that. So he says, you know, I go for my namaz to a certain masjid, but I don't go from that entrance, I go from the other entrance. And otherwise, I just go to some other masjid for namaz. So I looked puzzled. Why? He said, no, you know, there's a Mawlana there. And I go there, he's asking for some favor or the other. You know, this party, you're going for Umrah. Now, he's wealthy, so he can go every now and then. Just get this for me. And now, I don't have the heart to tell him, you know, this is what it costed me, and this was, you must pay me. So I know he's going to be asking me for these things. And because he's going to ask me, I feel difficult to refuse him. Therefore, I said, the best thing is either I go on the other side, he's coming from this side, I'll go on that side, or I'll go to some other masjid. But now, you see this behavior, when we didn't acquire that israf, qanaat, etc. Now, are you bringing people close to Allah Ta'ala, to deen, to the sharia, to love Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul, or we are distancing them away? See? So I say that knowledge is either incomplete or it's incorrect. Right? And now, if we apply the thing, then you know, you're like a bundle of happiness. So you're a bundle of happiness wherever you go, and you're a bundle of happiness. Now, I showed you some aspects of dealings and transactions, right? Now let's cross over one thing that Hazrat Rahmatullah used to drum in too much, right from the beginning to the end. His one standard statement was, "Ghussa pasna aaye." So what a type of person are you at home? Small thing happens, what happens to you? Do you pull up your face? The wife brought the food. All right, I'll carry on. I'm going to sleep. Do you do that? You have some strange stories, really. You know, sometimes they scratch your ear. You get people now, come, something is not in the, according to the tabiat, they just turn the thing out. They just turn the food out. Just bust the crockery. You see the gusta. Now, then you think, hey, this woman must have gone through so much of hardship to get this plate of food, get it right. And something didn't work out according to his mizaj and temperament. And this is the appreciation he shows. So have you learned now how to anger management? Have you learned? Small thing now. Small little thing. Oh. Yeah. Your in-laws have got a big fat lot to tell me. Yeah. Yeah. I'll show them. And you have to go there. Watch out. Do you know what you're doing? You're telling the wife, if you go there, watch out. وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُدُونَ أَحْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِأَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِأَنْ يُوصَلَ. Allah Pak said, join. And you say, break up. For a small thing that went against your temperament. Right? And what, when I say when it went against your temperament, it was, for example, you went into some type of a business you went in, right? And the thing didn't work out, or perhaps they couldn't keep up to what they had promised, or for example, they had to just close the business. It didn't work out. Something happened, something misfired, and it didn't work out like how you were expected and envisaged. Now you become so upset. Or someone, you're sitting there,
and something happened not in according to your tabiat. Now because of that, now you see, you ever talk to them, got nothing to do with you. See now that anger management. So now, you're overplaying your part. And this overplaying of the part is coming from anger. And you didn't learn anger management. And when you didn't learn anger management, you're breaking the whole house. Can you see that? وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّ صَلَىٰ. Right? Now you're going to a shop, right? And you don't know anger management. And a small thing happens here. Yeah, you don't know, man. You all don't know how to do business. Is this the way you do business? Are you taking off of that person? You're squeezing that person. He is in sakrats, he's in constraints, and you're squeezing him even more. And see now, he's puzzling. And then, when you got that price, see how I worked it. I worked it, I'm a puzzler. I organize, see. You don't realize, did you bring harm to that person, or was it good what you did? But because you saved a couple of bobs, a couple of cents, therefore you become like a champion. So we didn't learn the etiquettes, we didn't learn the masail. The person is muttar. And is it right for you then to squeeze him further? Is that the right thing? Is it permissible for you to squeeze him like that? See now, I showed you the home, right? Then the business. Right? And then the language that goes. Business will baby out. The language that goes, you didn't pay on time, right? Or he didn't deliver on time. What happens then? What happens? So you see, what business you're doing, the masail that relate to the type of business that you are doing. Are you practicing? Are you applying that? Now you want barakat and everything to come in, and you're not applying. You can see that person comes into your shop. He can't afford this thing here. Now, instead of you discouraging him from buying it, you encourage him to go and take a loan and buy the stuff. Oh, me, my halal business, you know. I sell so much, man. What I sell so much. But that business is void of barakat. Because you could see that man was in sakarat, in difficulty. You encourage him to buy it because he can make a bank facility or something and he'll pay, right? But the rest of his life will all be collapsing because of this thing here. But we're still going to insist on him, encourage him by, I might take that facility and somehow go and do that thing. So you're going to be encouraging him to take a loan from the bank. There's nothing, last week someone came to him. I'm going to do this business here. Can I just direct them to this bank? I won't have nothing to do with the interest, but they'll be going there, right? So now, the people you have to explain them, come to their level and explain them, right? So I have to explain, right? See, you're directing to the bank, you know he's going to be involved in interest, right? Won't it be? He said, yeah. So if you directed him, you see, you go here and you can steal from him, you can rob him like this. You rob him and come pay me after that. Would that be right? If that is not right, why is this right? You know, you can go there, you can steal this, and you can come and pay me after that. This is how you steal. You know, this is how you rob, you steal this thing from this person here, and then you bring it money. It's your money, then you bring it to me. Now, will that be right? So we're not understanding. See, this is deen, we don't understand. So what has become primary? But the primary thing is that make that digit. That becomes the primary thing. How you get there, it's nobody's business, nobody's concern. How you get there, don't worry about it. You must get the number right. Okay. One person is asking, all right, you know, I mentioned it about 2 days ago, I explained the adab of the road. Right. So, he's asking now, can you show a person a church? So
So I asked him, alright, one person comes to you, he comes to Springer Beach, and he asks you, I want to buy drugs, where are you going to buy it? Where do you go and purchase drugs? Will you show him? I'm a young man, I need some time, you know. Where's a brothel? Where you get all these loose girls, where you get that? You want to show him? I need someone, you know, that will just do some work, underhand work for me. We need to put this person away. You know who can do that? So will you show that person? So when you can't show that, why? Because that was haram. Why can you show this? See, if it's haram, this is haram, then this is shirk. If this is ma'asiyat, then this is kufr. See, that's why you say that's, you know, it's badarjai ola, the word that you use, badarjai ola, all the more obvious. If this is not right, then it's obvious that it's not going to be right. How can that be right? So, this basic masail, basic things, we're not concerned about. We consider it as a deen achievement. I heard this bayan here, and I compare it with that bayan, and the third bayan, and the fourth bayan. I don't say don't listen to a bayan. But like you've got the interest to listen, then equal that concern to apply. I listen, I hear this, now let me go and apply. I heard this thing, let me go and apply it. I heard the bayan on tajweed. I just listen to the bayans only, but I'm not applying the laws of tajweed. Then, is that right? That bayan was so that I go take out a time to someone that knows the tajweed, etc., and apply the thing. If I'm applying it, then I'm right. See, I started off complete and correct. Get it complete and get it correct. Then you get the prize. Not complete or not correct, I only get the prize. And that is such a logical thing. Let's say in a farm, follow the complete procedure and the correct procedure. Then you get the fruit, you get the crops. But you didn't follow the procedure. You went and said, for example, procedure was you plant the seed 1.5 months to 2 months before the rainfall. So say, for example, you expect the rains to come in June, right? So you're sowing the seeds around end of April, right? Or say somewhere middle of April, you are sowing the seeds. So June the rain will come, and then the thing will flourish. Alhamdulillah, you follow the procedure. But now you sowing the seeds, for example, in June, and you're expecting the crop to come, then have you followed the procedure? Didn't follow the procedure. I did everything, but why? Not complete. Not correct or not complete. Incomplete or incorrect. Therefore you don't get the results. Right. The doctor says, you know, around 65 or 66, yeah. So, we went out in Jamaat, you know. You know that old beetle. So, there was one person from Marisburg and Kansal. He took us. We, Mala Tutula, one two other persons that were with us. So one of the satis got a little bit sick. So they saw one doctor. Are you going to Madisburg, right to Newcastle? No, it was, I think Mala was in Washbank at that time. Simasa was there in Washbank. So now we came, going through Madisburg, going forward. So one sati got sick now. So saw a doctor. So we had to be based in Marisburg for about a week or so. Now this sati is asking the doctor the third day, see, doctor sir, asking me, let's take one tablet morning time, on lunch time. Hey, this is a big job now. No, for 10 days, can't I take all the tablets one time? Real crackpot. You see, what type of diversity you get in the world? How much you have to endure?
It's an overdose. An overdose can be fatal. In many cases, the overdose can be fatal. So you're taking it, but are doing it correctly and complete. Complete and correct. Do it the right way. The same qaida in any department of your life, if applied, inshallah, things will go right.